Your vaccine is heading to Sydney. This is the news, at least yesterday, from our Premier, after they said that Pfizer doses are being redistributed to southwest and western Sydney due to the need to vaccinate Year 12 students in the LGAs most affected by the COVID-19 outbreak currently there, and reduce the risk of the virus escaping into the regions from one of their household contacts, such as an authorised worker. Up to 40,000 Pfizer doses will be allocated from New South Wales Health's rural and regional supplies, your supplies, of COVID-19 vaccines to help Year 12 students in southwest and western Sydney get back to school for face-to-face learning on August 16. Now, the Pfizer doses will be sourced from supplies across rural and regional New South Wales to ensure no one area is impacted. But what you've got to remember as well, in Sydney, you see, they've got the ICU beds, they've got the facilities, a lot of the regional areas don't. So let's hope there's no outbreak in some of these areas, and it comes because people aren't vaccinated, because they won't have the resources to keep up with it. See, they probably didn't think of that. The growing outbreak of the Delta strain in Sydney is a major threat to our regional communities. Well, if it's a major threat to the regional communities, why are we taking the vaccines from our regional communities for this when you've got Gareth Ward constantly saying, oh, we don't have any cases in Shell Harbour? Well, take them from Shell Harbour. You know, redistribute them from around the Sydney district, from around the metro district. What's the line they often say? New South Wales, it's Newcastle, Sydney, Wollongong. Where's John Barilaro about this? The bloke who's always fighting for the regions. Hey? Gurmesh Singh, our local member, had this to say. This was on our news this morning. This was his comment.
Gurmesh Singh says he doesn't think it'll have too much of an impact on locals who've already booked in for their jab.
Look, I don't believe so. But when you look at the absolute numbers of vaccines, you know, we're not talking a huge number. So we would expect that we'd catch up these numbers again pretty quickly. But you know, at the end of the day, this isn't about regional versus city. This is about reducing the risk. And the biggest risk to us at the moment is out in Sydney.
Yeah, it's not about regional versus the city. It's about your local member, Gurmesh Singh, who has no problem with the regional doses going to the city, meaning that it'll be longer before you get vaccinated. Another fiery sent us a message just before. Moffy, I'm a firefighter also, and I was booked in for Monday for my first jab. Now there's no Pfizer available. Is that true? We'll find out more about that, because Gurmesh Singh, as you said, he said this.
Look, I don't believe so. But when you look at the absolute numbers of vaccines, you know, we're not talking a huge number.
Well, if we're not talking about a huge number, a frontline worker, a firefighter, apparently can't get his first jab now on Monday. Like, he's waited a couple of weeks and he's now not able to get it.